Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however you receive us, wherever, whenever. We appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes with the bullshittery of the right, and it's Faithless Friday, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
We open in Venice, and next week, what is it? What's the first one? Verona. No. We open in Venice.
I have utterly no idea what you're talking
about. Oh, it's Kiss
this
Me Kate,
show
man.
I never did.
You never did Kiss Me Kate?
No, never did that one.
But you did Taming of the Shrew, right?
We didn't. Surprisingly, we did Shakespeare's version where they don't sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You played Grumio?
I did.
The comic relief. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show today.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We're going to be here for the next couple hours on this Faithless Friday.
Yes.
All kinds of headlines in the news, all kinds of right-wing batshittery, nut jobbery. Trump be speaking. Other people be speaking. Ted fucking Cruz.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Fuck you, Ted.
Ted Cruz be endorsing, I now, guess, is probably going to be the headline.
Do these people have no fucking feelings? How does Ted Cruz endorse a guy that suggested that his father killed JFK or helped kill JFK or something? Isn't that weird?
And insulted his wife.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think we retweeted. I think we retweeted over at crabdiving.com. Tweet us during the show if you like, if you're listening live at crabdiving. One word, crabdiving.
Yes.
Tweet us anytime.
Oh, yeah.
But I retweeted one of John Fugelsang. What's his name?
John Fugelsang?
Yeah. Who, when he found out about it, John Fugelsang said, "Wow, turns out I respect Ted Cruz's wife and dad more than Ted Cruz does."
God. Heartless.
So, yeah, that's one of the big stories. Let's see if that's the headlines. Let's check the headlines, ladies and gentlemen and other.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, September 23rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, I was running through your line. Huffington Post. The headline is the, I'm sure newsrooms don't sound like that anymore. This is a horrible new video has been released. The cell phone video that the wife of Mr. Scott, who was killed, Kevin Scott, killed, shot by the Popo in Charlotte.
Jesus Christ,
Keith Scott, I'm sorry, not Kevin Scott. She has They released a video of moments before and right at the moment when he was killed.
Yes.
You don't actually see him, but his wife comes out. I guess the story was she had run into the house to get her charger, and by the time she came out, the cops had pulled up on her husband, and she came up on this bizarre scene.
Okay.
I'm not even going to play it, and it's horrific just to leave and listen to. But she's yelling, "Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. He's not going to do anything." At one point, she says he just took his medicine. And then she starts yelling to her husband, "Keith, don't you do it." But she's saying he doesn't have a weapon. He has no weapon. He
right.
doesn't have a weapon. And then all of a sudden you hear bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And he's lying on the ground and she's yelling, "Did you shoot him? He better live. He better fucking live. He didn't do nothing to you." She said she was gone for about 3 minutes, started recording right when she came out, because that's what you got to do to even think about having any kind of justice.
Right. You have to supply accountability to the fucking cops because they don't have it.
So the video has been released to NBC from the wife's cell phone footage. You really can't. You can't see a gun, but you can't not see a gun, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So it's hard to exactly know what the hell's going on there, as the public is rightfully crying for, and sane people are calling for. Just release the fucking
footage. Man.
It's just last night. At least they had some brains in that activists were upset. Not the protesters. I mean, like clergy and people who are trying to keep the place from burning down.
Right.
Were upset that the mayor called a third night of
a curfew.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
A curfew. I was trying to find the word. And she, because that is what they feel has been exacerbating a lot of the problem. You've got all these thousands of people out on the streets, and then all of a sudden at midnight, the cops come rolling through
and arrest people that aren't home, or
and people get pissed off and it gets a little violent-y.
Yes.
But last night, I don't think there was anything that happened. It was peaceful protesting. Many walked the whole night, and the police, even though she had said they had instituted a curfew, they didn't really enforce it that heavily, as long as there was no shenanigans going around, as long as people were just marching, saying no justice, no peace, and stuff like that, the cops wisely allowed them to do so. And but everybody wants the tapes, and now all the pundits they're saying here's a good way to do it and a bad way to do it. Interestingly enough, Oklahoma. Did it the right way.
That's the only thing they've done right
with this cop that they've now charged her with manslaughter.
Yeah.
She shot the man. We have the helicopter footage of that one,
right.
And where he absolutely had no gun. But they released the tape right away. And a lot of the experts are saying, you know, you just can't. If it had shown Keith Scott, if this video had shown Keith Scott waving a gun at the cops,
right,
saying get back or some shit, they would have released it in 0.4 milliseconds.
Absolutely.
I would have been on Facebook and Twitter and all the cop, social medias, they would have put it out. And they're saying, you know, the smart thing to do is even if it looks bad for the police, you got to release it right at the same time, because this is one of the issues that the public is having is the lack of transparency. We think you're covering shit up if you're like, well, it's not fair to release the footage of what happened.
I mean, are they trying to keep the city calm by not releasing the footage? That seems to make it worse.
Well, that's the thing.
It makes it worse.
Right. And they're probably worried that it doesn't. Chief police even said, look, I watched the video. It's ambiguous. You can't, from the way the videos all are, you can't tell whether he has a gun or not. He's honest about it.
Right.
So then why not release it?
Are there some hardliners or something that...
It's run by Republicans.
Right.
Fucking McCrory and the Gestapo of the Republicans passed a heinous law there that basically says they don't have to release cell phone
footage.
What
the fuck?
Like, they don't have to release police camera footage.
Right.
That's bullshit. That
yeah,
needs to
so
be
fucking bullshit.
It's public property.
It's our property, right?
We yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Unreal, man. It's like we don't learn.
Police repeatedly were shouting, "Drop the gun!" in the video, even though the wife said he doesn't have a gun. So we don't know. We don't know yet. He could have. They say there was a gun found at the scene. I don't see one anywhere in the video. Yeah. But they're saying that he had a gun on him. So we're still waiting to see any of the dash or the body cam footage. And I think conveniently enough,
yes,
the officer that did the actual shooting,
okay,
his camera wasn't working right.
Oh, weird. You know, you got to charge those batteries every time.
You know the guy in Chicago that shot Laquan McDonald?
Yeah.
Who would have gotten away with shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times when the police said they shot him once.
Jesus Christ.
Had somebody finally, some reporters not sued the fuck out of the police and finally got that camera footage released. And the second that was released to the public, that cop was charged with murder.
Right.
Rightfully so. But let's just, people wonder why Colin Kaepernick is not standing for the fucking
why would
national
he?
Anthem. And when you see shit like that, and then not only is a lunatic cop just unloading his clip on a man who's lying on the ground at one point after being hit, I'm talking about Laquan McDonald in Chicago, the police then cover it up and obfuscate it and try to bury the tape. So why wouldn't we be pissed? Why wouldn't we figure there's injustice? Why wouldn't we think that might be happening now?
Oh, well, you're not trusting police.
Right.
We're not.
Exactly. Ding. Fucking
you're having
ding.
Questionable judgment on like using lethal force.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. It says Charlotte Horror with the killing of Keith Scott there. Assholes last night. It was just horrible. Even you can't reason with these people because they're like, well, tell your murderous thugs that rioting isn't protesting.
Listen.
So then last night people pointed out to him, look, there was no rioting.
Yeah.
Last night. That was all peaceful protesting. They're still blocking the streets.
Well, yeah,
they're still walking while black is what these fucking racists
and
are
that's called
about.
Protesting.
Well, right.
You're allowed to do that. And sometimes that entails blocking the fucking street.
Yeah.
Sorry to block the street. You're shooting unarmed people.
The racist cop apologists are beyond.
I don't even understand
loathsome.
It. I mean, Trump can barely do it anymore. You heard him the other day. She must have been. I don't know what she was thinking.
Oh, for about the cop in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
The one who got charged.
She was choking. Maybe she was choking. I mean, if he can't come out on the racist side of that, that means that means something, right? I mean,
and the racists are trying to claim that there's nothing racist involved in the killing of Keith Scott because the cop is black.
Right.
But they don't seem to realize that it's the systemic racism in the police force. It doesn't matter what color your skin as a cop is.
Right.
It's the problem of cops in general dehumanizing people.
They don't see black people as people.
Even other black people.
Right. I put up some meme on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. I saw it on Facebook. It was it's an alligator with his legs and his
feet I saw that
zip tied, and they didn't kill the alligator. The cops tied him up. They moved him.
Another story yesterday of a guy that pulled a gun on a sheriff's deputy, and the deputy like charged him and wrestled it away from him and zip tied him and put him on the ground. It's a white guy.
Of course.
White guy.
They just see, they see black people
who
differently.
Aimed a gun at him and threatened him with it. This half the time, these are black people who have a book in their hand or a BB gun, a toy gun. That guy that got killed at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Toy gun.
And the cop didn't even wait a half second. They come around the corner.
Unload.
Bang, 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 bang. Stop or I'll shoot.
What do you think that is, man?
Racism?
What do you think that quick the race to judgment is? Yeah, and are they ready to?
Yes, are cops up ready to go?
They're too ready to escalate a situation.
Many of them, you are. And you look at what they're hiring. I think we did the story, and it's a famous story of a lawsuit, I want to say Missouri, where a guy sued, might be Illinois or Missouri, but a guy sued the police force because they wouldn't hire him because he got too high a score on an IQ test.
We did that story.
And the story was from the HR toads. Yeah, the story was somebody that smart won't be satisfied with the boredom of sitting on a beat and stuff like that. So they're saying, we want to hire dummies.
Drones. We don't want people to make decisions.
Terrifying. And then you're hiring people who are fresh off of
Iraq,
the desert in Fallujah or something like that, who've been living a fucking video game. Add drugs
right
to the mix. And you've got some pretty heinous... Because you mean to tell me that... I'm sure... I don't even know if police are drug tested. I'm sure the policeman's union would be...
I would think so,
would be violently against that.
Right.
But I'm sure they are kind of... But I don't know if... when you hire... But I'm sure there's no random drug test for cops.
I think they should make cops smoke weed.
Right. Take away everything else. So.
Just joints.
No meth. No.
Right. But marijuana would be good for cops, right? I mean... Chill out.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, some mushrooms.
So the headline over at the Drudge Report, let's...
Look you, boy.
Dumbing things down.
Boy.
The headline over at the... You got what? It's a picture of Hillary Clinton. It was taken from that one speech where she had a coughing fit.
Oh,
and
God.
Had to take a glass of water, and she puts her finger up. She's like, wait 1 second. As she's taking a sip of water, that's the screen cap. And the headline says, debate rules, no coughing breaks.
Oh, God.
What?
What are they going to do? If she's coughing, they're going to kick her off a stage?
Oh, this is a Drudge Report exclusive, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
It leads to an actual second page of a Drudge Report.
No coughing breaks.
It says exclusive. If presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton slips into a coughing fit or any other medical crisis during Monday's high stakes debate, she will have to power through. The Drudge Report has learned! Exclamation point.
What does that mean? That they won't give her any extra time as she starts to cough? And
there are no commercial breaks, a commission source explained, period.
Oh.
Debate moderator Lester Holt does not have the authority to cut away from the stage during the epic 90-minute showdown. And the microphone audio for either of the candidates is not to be manipulated.
Ooh.
Clinton has experienced severe coughing episodes throughout the election year. During a Labor Day campaign stop, she suffered a four-minute choking marathon.
That is the dumbest fucking statement I've ever heard. A choking marathon? Jeez, how do you win that?
Editor's note. The Presidential Debate Commission settled an early flashpoint when Clinton demanded a step stool at the podium to add height to her 5'4" frame. Campaign chairman John Podesta expressed concern that Hillary would be dwarfed by the 6'2" Trump. By the way, not 6'3", because if he were 6'2", he'd be an obese fuck.
Oh, that's right. He'd be a little too heavy. Does he wear lifts in his shoes?
The request was quickly rejected. The commission is allowing a custom-made podium, which will accommodate a difference in stature. So instead of little 5'4" Hillary standing in front of a regular podium looking like a small person, they're going to give her a little bit smaller podium, so it's a little bit more in more proportion.
Well, how nice. How nice!
Because you know how stupid the American public is. Oh, look how tall and manly he is. We heard all that shit yesterday. That's all that fucking half hour we did on that horrible WND story about paleofeminism and why women...
Hilarious.
Hillary's going to cave because she's not bred to go toe-to-toe with a big manly man with big swinging balls like Donald Trump.
Right.
Ugh.
God damn it. They're so mean to Hillary. They're giving her shit about this fucking podium and then the coughing. I mean, how unsympathetic can you be?
But there's no rule that says no coughing. The rule is that they're not going to have any commercial break. That's it.
You ever had a coughing fit?
Sure.
Or not even a fit. Just coughing that won't go away and you cough and cough and cough. And do you want to cough? Did you wake up in the morning saying, I'm going to cough from 3:45 to 3:46 a day?
That's the headline at the Drudge Report.
This is so fucked up.
How sad right now is the state of the news over at Drudge that that's their headline. Debate rules. No coughing breaks.
We got two candidates. One is a fucking crook, a racist. Who knows what the fuck he's up to? We have no idea. You know why? Because we're worried about this coughing for Hillary. It is bananas. It's fucking nuts.
As we mentioned earlier, Ted Cruz quietly drops a screed on his Facebook page.
Ooh, yes.
Ted Cruz. Basically saying, after many months of careful consideration, of prayer, and searching my own conscience, I have decided that on election day, I will vote for the Republican nominee, Donald Trump.
I like that impression of Cruz. That's I think that's really good.
Thank you. That's not a endorsement, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a, well, I'll be voting for Trump.
Who's that guy on the Andy Griffith Show who is the Floyd?
Floyd the Barber. Ooh.
Isn't there a little bit of Floyd the Barber in Ted Cruz? I mean, there's got to be a better way to say that.
in a different year, maybe.
Knuckle deep, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. How is Ted Cruz back in the fucking news, man?
Don't be so hard on the boy, Andy.
Oh, yes. I love that show, man. That show was so fucking funny.
Ted Cruz gives his reasoning, pretending that he has scruples. First, last year I promised to support the Republican nominee, and I intend to keep my word.
Oh, fuck you.
You lying sack of shit.
You shut the government down, and people that, what was it, Meals on Wheels?
Yeah.
That people didn't get their food because of this guy grandstanding for his shitty constituents? Fuck you.
And he says, second, even though I have areas of significant disagreement with our nominee, like whether your father was involved in the Kennedy assassination, might be a little one.
I mean, that's nuts.
By any measure, Hillary Clinton is wholly unacceptable. That's why I have always been hashtag never Hillary. And Jesus. Then he goes into this long thing about with six different reasons. Six key policy differences. He's concerned about the Bill of Rights, of course, free speech, religious liberty, and the only one that counts.
Yes.
The Second Amendment.
Bam, baby.
He's worried about all guns. That stuff. Obamacare, he wants gone.
Yeah.
She'll keep it. Energy.
Fuck that.
Clinton will continue the Obama administration's war on coal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Time's war on coal. It's science's war on coal. It's progress's right. war on coal. This is no more a war on coal than Ford inventing the assembly line was a war on horse and buggies.
Oh, yeah. A total war. I mean, what the fuck do they want? I mean, it's the environment.
They don't care.
I mean, I know these windmills are dangerous, especially to the bald eagles. Just fucking take him out willy-nilly.
Right. That's what...
So Trump said that,
the
right?
The Don says, right?
Oh, yeah. Our lovely bald eagles are just getting fucking fucked up by these windmills.
All the bald eagles.
Turbines.
We have... so that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And
coughing!
And Hillary's, you know, they might... for Hillary's... they're not going to pause for Hillary's... imminent death.
You're not going to pause for her coughing. So I want to see how unsympathetic can you look if you're Donald Trump? There's someone coughing. The person you're having the debate with, they're coughing.
Right.
You're not going to wait.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, like, so it's infuriating.
They're like, you have 2 seconds to answer or we're declaring Trump the president. I mean, what do they think? If she has a coughing fit, what are they going to do?
Shoot her. I don't know. So fucked up.
There's no coughing breaks. Well, then we're going to watch her cough for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not going to declare, they're not going to end the debate. They're not going to declare him the president. This is what these idiots this is the level of intellect that Drudge is appealing to.
I just don't understand. Like, doesn't that make you look like an asshole? If you're not going to, if somebody's coughing, maybe they're choking.
Look what they did to Wendy Davis in Texas during her filibuster, remember?
God, fuck them.
Somebody handed her back brace. They didn't even touch her. They handed her back brace that she put on herself, and she got a ding. Strike one!
It is the most unsympathetic group of fuckers ever, these people. Republicans. And this Hillary derangement syndrome, that's his coughing thing. That's all that is.
Right.
She coughs.
Over at our Facebook page, don't forget to check out the headlines. We get there, stuff that we don't get to, and memes and shit. And all kinds of stuff going on there. Well, this one's over there. This is...
Hillary might be more healthy than Donald Trump.
We talked about this a little bit.
I mean, is she obese?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I mean,
if you listen to Trump, she's got like an 8-squirrel jump ass, but...
What? An 8-squirrel jump ass? Takes 8 squirrels to... I never heard that.
A squirrel jumps 8 times to get across.
Yeah.
Squirrels can jump far.
Jeez. Huge.
We may have talked about this. I don't know if we did.
Yes.
But I know we didn't play the audio of it, and it's quite spectacular. This is... she's now resigned.
Okay.
But this is a woman... by the name of Kathy Miller, who was the chair of Donald Trump's campaign in Mahoning County, Mahoning, Manning. It's probably Manning, Mahoning. They probably fucking pronounce it Manning. Ohio.
Okay. Ohio, man. Jeez.
And I will describe her as... grandmotherly, older woman, not older, maybe 60s.
MILF?
Not ancient. But she looks, she's a matronly looking.
Yes.
Not too matronly. She's dressed medium. Almost stylish.
She's a medium matron.
But she's an older white lady.
Perfect.
Let's call her. She was interviewed for... something for The Guardian called their Anywhere But Washington series. I don't know what that's for.
What the fuck does that mean?
But she was talking about racism in the United States.
Oh, wait. We don't have that, right? We're done with racism. We have a black president.
No, now we do.
Jesse tells us like it is when he can.
This is... an event they were at.
I was struck by the lack of diversity among these new recruits. It's something I decided to put to Donald Trump's local campaign chair.
So this is from The Guardian, obviously.
Oh, God.
It's something I decided to put... It's almost like David Attenborough, right? Who's among some hyena.
Right.
I was surprised by the lack of diversity among the...
unless they're one of these Brexit fuckers, the British, they aren't going to understand this Trump shit.
A larger Trumpalo waddled over to the obligatory cheese fountain at every Trump event.
A Trumpalo was ear-fucking me.
But now, listen to... Ms. Miller, the Guardian dude asks her about all the white people that are at this event.
Guys? Campaign chair.
Most of the people who are, what they say, crossing over supporting Mr. Trump are all older. I think they're over 60 for the most part.
Any African Americans?
Well, that's a smaller percentage of our population, and I don't think...
Oh, my God.
That's a smaller percentage of our population. So you're not going to see a lot of blacks, you know.
Yeah, dummy.
It's a smaller percentage. It's a 0% of Trump's population.
That's a smaller percentage of our population, and I don't think that many. I'm sure there were some, but I don't know if they were voting. I mean, I'm talking about voters.
What's your response to people who say that there is a just below the surface level of racism in America, and Donald Trump's candidacy has enabled that to just slip above the surface?
I don't
slip above the surface. Diplomatic. Yeah. This person's being rather diplomatic when he's saying, what about those that say that he should be saying, what about those that say that Trump is a rampaging racist, a Nazi sympathizer? I mean, seriously.
What about her saying that black people don't vote? Did I hear that correctly?
Well, you know, they're not going to vote.
Are you kidding me?
They're so lazy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That to just slip above the surface.
I don't think there was any racism until Obama got elected.
Boom! God, why do we hear that a lot? Why do we fucking hear that?
What?
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't think there was any racism until Obama got elected. elected until that Negro sullied that White House.
Yes.
Was there, there wasn't any racism. But then listen to what she says about race, what she considers racism.
Racism until Obama got elected. That we never had problems like this. You know, I'm in the real estate industry. There's none. Now, you know, with the people with the guns and shooting up neighborhoods and not being responsible citizens.
Isn't that white people?
But but her idea of racism.
Yes.
Is black people committing crime.
Yeah, yeah. That's very strange.
That's racism to her. There was no racism before. And now you've got all these blacks shooting
people. Look at all this racism.
And all this inner city crime and everything. Yes.
You know what was so racist?
This looks like somebody's grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Who sounds purportedly like an intelligent woman. She's in the real estate industry, she says. And just this heinous racist vitriol is spewing forth from her head.
Well, it's ignorance.
Right.
She's an idiot.
It's my family. A lot of my family back in Chicago.
God,
my older relatives.
Yeah.
This is their view. This is what they think. Not, some of the not so older relatives.
Obama invented racism. Why? Because he talked about it?
Right. He pointed it out.
He made it a fucking issue.
He didn't shut the fuck up and consider himself blessed by the white Bwana that they allowed his black ass into the fucking White House, which they didn't. This woman didn't vote for Obama.
Fuck no.
None of these racists voted for Obama.
I wonder what this woman thinks of Kaepernick.
Oh, get him out of the country. Same thing Mike Ditka said.
Oh, God.
Get him out of the country. Fuck him. Get the hell out of the country, Ditka said.
What's wrong with him?
So this gets worse, by the way. Listen to this this heinous.
Who is this person
racist
again?
Hag. Kathy Miller, former campaign chair of Mahoning County, Ohio.
Okay.
She's since resigned, by the way, after this was aired.
Guns and shooting up neighborhoods and not being responsible citizens. That's a big change. And I think that's the philosophy that Obama has perpetuated on America.
What?
I think that's all his responsibility. And if you're black and you haven't been successful.
The funny thing is, for those who don't know, when they shoot remotes like this,
yes,
for news things, ladies and gentlemen out there, it's one camera, and almost always one camera, and they do cutaways, they call them, and it's literally reaction shots, and they'll ask the news dude or dudette,
yes,
or other to react to give reaction shots as if they're still talking to the person. 9 times out of 10, they're not. Like, that person has gone. And the anchor is, or the news person is standing there going, oh, no, and shaking their head and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of interviews are done that way, too, where you'll see these ridiculous cutaways to the person doing the interview just, like, nodding.
Oh, God. When I did my kid show, interview show, I did that all the fucking time. Like, hey, we need to get some reaction.
Right.
So fucking stupid.
So there's just now, I'll put this video up. It's already on our Facebook page. If I remember, I'll put it in the blog post too. But the cutaway, they do one of those cutaways to the British dude. And the look he's giving her, he's kind of going like, you've got to be kidding me. He goes wide-eyed and like, blinks a couple of times like he can't believe what she's saying. And you know, they shot that later. He was like, we've got to have some reaction shot. I almost shat myself.
God damn it. Where is this? Mahone, or what is it called?
Mahoning.
Mahoning.
Manning.
Mahoning
County in Ohio.
Who knows?
Regardless.
This
the
is
rest
the
of it.
Smartest Trump supporter. I mean, she's in charge, right? Of all the little Trumpalos in this little hamlet.
Here, I'm gonna play this little section again. Watch this reaction shot from this guy here, and then we'll keep rolling.
Responsibility. And if you're black and you haven't been successful in the last 50 years, it's your own fault.
But if you're black and you haven't been successful in the last 50 years, it's your own fault.
What a stupid fucking statement anyway. If you haven't been successful in the last 50 years.
Right. And this
should have done better.
And this heinous old hag, I'll bet if a black family came to a nice white subdivision in Mahoning where she was selling the house, she would probably be like, oh, we already have a bid on it.
Oh, fuck yes.
And she's saying there's no racism in this country. And that if they haven't bettered themselves, it's their own fault. Meanwhile, I'm going to vote to take all the money away from the inner city schools and give it to the white people schools because they're better. I'm going to take all the money and take it away from the bankers, make sure they redline and don't give anybody
loan
that's going to open a business in a Negro neighborhood.
When you think of all those racist fucking things, even in Chicago, didn't we do a story about how the freeways or the interstates in Chicago
they were built to segregate Negroes.
Yeah. I mean, just think about that.
Economically, yeah.
If you're a white person and you grew up with any of that.
Public transportation. Public transportation doesn't open in the poor areas first.
Fuck no. It doesn't make any sense. Right. The poor people need the fucking public transit. You know, it is. I always thought it was so fucking racist in Chicago. Like, if you look at a train line in the north side of the city, which is, you know, primarily a bunch of white people live up there.
Yeah.
There's more money up there. There's shit tons of trains. Shit tons.
South Side 1.
Red Line.
Yep.
That's it.
And now kind of the orange line that goes out to the, but that goes to the airport. If that airport wasn't there, they wouldn't have one.
Right. But the red line doesn't even go to the end of the city. You take it to 95th and then you have to take the bus somewhere else.
Yeah, I used to have to take a bus to my mom's, who was at 110th from 95th Street and a couple miles inland farther too.
White people take a bunch of shit for granted that you don't even realize that you don't have to fucking deal with.
Walk into a store downtown.
Yeah. Have somebody follow you around?
As your white person, now put on a black skin and walk into that store. I don't care what you're wearing. You could be wearing a really nice suit. If you got black skin, you're still going to have places where people are going to follow your ass around.
Yeah. How
because
nice.
Because you're obviously going to steal from them.
How does that make you feel? How does it fucking make you feel?
Empirically speaking, if you're born with black skin in this country, you have a disadvantage over someone born with white skin.
I think you had a real advantage over it because you...
What? Where the fuck?
I think you have a real advantage.
What is she based on what, you loon?
Based on her blatant racism.
I'm trying to understand this fucking asshole.
You can't. Yes, you can. She's a racist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Did she say that the black people shooting their guns is racist? Like, shooting people up?
Well, that was her segue. She said, no, there was no racism before. And now, since the Obama got into office, now there's all these, it's never been like this, all these cities, all the guns and all the violence. Well, what does that have to do with racism?
I don't fucking know.
She's saying the Negroes were in their place before Obama got into office.
Oh, God, that's so fucking ridiculous.
Disadvantage over someone born with white skin.
I think you had a real advantage over it because you had all the advantages going to college. You had all of the advantages because...
You had all of the advantages growing up in the inner city. Look at that. This is it. This is the white person twant ache of... Oh my God. Oh my God. Affirmative action.
God.
Look at you got all the benefits, Negro. Look at we're letting you into college over a better deserving white child, which is not true, by the way.
You know what people
I believe it's equal, right?
Yes.
Like if it's an equal score,
right?
Then you lean black. You lean browner. Affirmative action. I don't know necessarily that a lot of schools engage in. If a white person scores an 88 and a black person scores a 70, well, sorry, white kid.
Well, you know, man.
I don't know that that happens. I could be wrong.
Right.
But from what I've seen and experienced, it's on an equal footing. You should give the preference to a person of color, which is discrimination. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
But
because that little bit of a leg up for them is also trying to counter a giant, big, fat, entire body that's been pushing them down their entire
lives. Because what's the choice? To not do anything? To not have any affirmative action? to not help anybody that needs help. It's
well, they think it's unfair because it's not based on merit, Ryan.
How do you look at a person of color and you say that's unfair? How do you do that?
My white child who went to prep school has to maybe lose out on his college experience to that Negro.
Your white kid is going to go to fucking college. Everybody's going to college. Relax. Jesus Christ. It's so infuriating. I always heard when people say, like, affirmative action doesn't work because you can't fight racism with racism. Which, I don't know. I never really understood that.
Well, in theory, that would be a great world.
Yeah, but we don't live in that world.
But you're acting as if it's an even footing. The people who are against affirmative action, like this person, and this is one of the people that are frustrating because these are the people that I grew up with,
right?
Especially when I lived in Wisconsin. This is a lot of these people in Wisconsin, uh-huh. And a lot of these people still in my family who hold these views. I'm not racist. Look at Chicago. How is that racist? They say they're killing each other. What about black on black crime? Why don't they take to the streets to riot and burn cars because they're killing each other? Guess what? They're killing each other because of the situation. They are rioting.
Right.
In a way, they are rioting by killing each other. Right?
Yes.
I mean, the rampant crime, the gangs, everything is a symptom of how they've been kept down and subjugated for how long. And the Martin Luther King quote that's been coming out in response to the idiots out there were like, look at these Negroes burning cars and everything. At least Martin Luther King was an acceptable Negro, and he just marched. A quote that Martin Luther King said, well, riots, not peaceful protest.
Yes.
Riots are the result of the unheard or something like that. Yeah. Of that riots are bad.
Of course.
But you need to look at why they're rioting. And these white racists like this bitch.
She bears responsibility with those riotings. People that don't understand or don't educate themselves.
Well, and they'll blame the people. They don't blame. Why are the people angry? Why are the people rioting? Why are the people pushed to the point of burning cars and smashing windows? Are there thugs out there who are assholes? Sure.
Absolutely, sure.
Go to a college football victory celebration somewhere. You're going to see white assholes burning trash cans and flipping cars and stuff. And that's going to happen. You're going to have bad actors. Yeah.
I've never been pulled over because of the color of my skin.
There you go.
I've never experienced that. I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine. I imagine it's horrible. I mean, there's just some things that... God, I just don't get it. I don't understand how that woman can't have any empathy. Can't for a second think, wow, what would it be like to be black? Think about it. Take 5 minutes to think about it.
And then, it's really weird because racism is heinous.
Absolutely.
But I know what I think are otherwise really good people.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind, nice in every other aspect of their lives. And even on an individual basis, it's kind of like my dad was. My dad was N-word, you know. But when he was confronted with actual black humans, it was always civil. It's not like my dad would be like, get out of my face, you N-word. Good morning, ma'am. It's a beautiful day. My dad didn't do that shit. My dad would be civil and nice.
Right.
We had the black neighbors move in and the white neighborhood moved right goddamn next door to us in one of our white flight houses. And they were friends. They were the Clarks. I remember them. I was in kindergarten. And Mr. Clark was a mailman. I remember.
Hmm. Well, don't you think, I mean, that's humanizing people, you know? You have a black neighbor. You get to know him. Maybe you don't see him as a black person. Maybe you see him as your friend or your neighbor or a human fucking being.
But all that did was, fill out the trope of, well, there's some good ones. There's some acceptable Negroes. And there are some bad ones. That's why they parade out Don King at a Trump rally or fucking Ben Carson at a Trump rally. And they say, look, we have black friends. Look.
That's so fucked
up. We respect
up.
Black people. Look. But they don't respect black people. They respect right. black people that act like they think they should act.
Yeah. They don't, they don't want to see a football player kneeling during the during the national anthem.
Maudlin, ridiculous, difficult song.
Because they're like, hey, you should be thankful for what you have. You're a black person that's a quarterback. You should be happy. You should be happy with that.
Hey, you ain't slaves no more.
Right. Oh, my God.
That's like the same thing they say about the gays, right? Hey,
oh, yeah.
Nobody's throwing you off of buildings here like ISIS. Shut up, homo.
I want the same rights everybody else fucking has.
You want your equal rights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Let me thank you for not stoning me. Thank you so much, you fucking ignorant asshole.
Thank you, Massa.
Yeah.
Let's finish out this. I mean, this is blindingly...
It's idiotic.
Ridiculous what this woman says. But interview 99% of the Trumpalos leaving these rallies, is going to be the view. And even if you go to central Wisconsin, where I lived for a while... the area I was in was kind of a liberal, commie, pinko little enclave. But step away, drift over to Portage, and where the prison is. And
Portage, Indiana, or Portage,
Illinois, Wisconsin. I mean.
Wisconsin. Oh, okay.
And you'll find hordes, tsunamis of these white people who hold these views. Who are, again, you would think. On any other subject, almost, you would think they're Leave It to Beaver, Mayberry RFD people, wonderful backbone, and they don't realize that they're racist assholes when it comes to that.
What is it? What the fuck is it? How do people not evolve? And they don't, I guess they don't have any black friends.
I mean, this woman,
don't know,
I don't think she's David Duke. I don't think she maybe inherently believes that black people are inferior. I mean, she probably does. But you know what I mean? Like I think she really believes that there wasn't racism before Obama.
That's so fucking stupid.
And that they're treated equally now.
Yes. Look, you have a president.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
And they bite the white hand that feeds them.
Yeah. Think about it. Fucking think about it. Oh, you got Obama now. My God, we've had this whole country. We have never had a president that is not white or male.
Right.
We have a black president now. And listen to these ninnies. These fucking assholes. It is totally loony.
Joe Arpaio, you'll see the other day, unequivocally stated that he still believes and is convinced that Barack Obama's birth certificate is fake.
Oh, fuck off. God. Damn it. Isn't there more of a chance that Romney could be from a different country? Like, wasn't he born in Canada or Mexico or something
Cruz
like that?
Cruz was born in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Romney's dad was born in Mexico.
Oh, shit. Well, let's look at that.
Well, that was the thing. Romney's dad ran for president.
Oh, yeah.
But he was an American citizen because his parents were American. He was just born overseas at the time.
It is.
You had all the advantages going to college. You had all of the advantages because they got into schools without the same grades as a white kid. So I think that when we look at the last 50 years, where are we? And
citations.
They just did a cutaway reaction shot
of that guy.
And they did a zoom in on his face going, oh, my God.
The whole world's doing that.
Why? We have three generations of all still having unwed babies, kids that don't go through high school.
You know, when a baby's born, it's not wed. It's unwed. You're having unwed babies?
I'm almost expecting her to say something about watermelon and fried chicken. This is
so racist.
This is so heinous.
I know this is a little tiny town, but still, this is the chairman of...
It ain't so tiny.
The
Youngstown. Youngstown, Ohio is in... Mahoning County.
Oh, it's a county.
Yeah.
Oh, my
She had the
God.
Whole county.
How disgusting.
The county is named for an Indian word meaning salt lick.
Oh, Jesus. That's what they called it? Jeez. Yeah.
As they as they killed the Indians and kicked them off the land. Honored them by naming their county after Salt Lake.
Damn it.
Still having unwed babies, kids that don't go through high school. I mean, when do they take responsibility for how they live?
Now,
I think it's due time, and I think that's good that Mr. Trump is pointing that out.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate
it. So if you travel to Appalachia, if you travel to rural Alabama,
right? Okay.
Travel to rural Mississippi.
Mississippi, isn't it all
West
swamp?
Virginia.
Fuck you.
Where the white poor people live.
Hey, man.
And you're going to find the exact same thing you find in a smaller scale, because we've shoved black people into ghettos and cities in massive numbers. We build giant buildings to stuff them into. They don't do that anymore since they figured out that's probably not a good idea.
What do you think happens to a community when there's shit tons of poverty?
Well, you know.
There's crime.
Right. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. No, it doesn't matter the color.
Doesn't fucking matter. You're impoverished. You're disenfranchised.
Watch the Dancing Outlaw.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Jesco White.
Right?
Yeah.
How many times has he been in jail for assault, attempted murder, stealing shit, stealing cars.
Drugs.
Massive drugs.
Meth.
I don't care about the drugs. I mean, as long as if he's not dealing, I don't care about the drugs. But about violent crimes he was in for. And his father was murdered by another toothless redneck who was mad at him and drove by and shot him.
They all got fucking guns.
Right?
It's loony. Yes.
So watch the Dancing Outlaw and tell me that's different from a scene you're going to see in the worst inner city with a different color skin. It's poverty. It's the horror of poverty. And meanwhile, your head's being filled with stupid religion.
Oh, God.
It's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What up, Jesus? By the way, The Dancing Outlaw is a documentary about mountain dancing, featuring a guy named Jesco White who lived in West Virginia. I don't think he lives there anymore.
Buy it on Amazon.
Yes.
Go to our hole and buy it. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Helps us out here. Screaming liberal media. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I think The Dancing Outlaw is only available on VHS, by the way.
Oh, it's got to be out on DVD now, I would think. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's too good.
It's crazy. Those are red. If you want to meet some rednecks, go watch that fucking Dancing Outlaw.
Let's finish this out. My ears are bleeding from
this. Person is fucking heinous. She is part of the fucking problem.
This is it's a cartoon character and
unbelievable.
I got to give props to the Guardian dude for his underreactions in the cutaways, because I would be like, oh my fucking God. Holy crap, woman.
Especially,
you do know you're not wearing your hood right now.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't
Sweetheart,
know.
Did you know you're not wearing your hood right now?
At the end of the interview, she's like, oh, shit, I thought I had my sheet on.
It's due time, and I think that's good that
due
Mr.
Time.
Trump is pointing that out.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you.
Get off that topic.
Yeah. You don't like that topic.
It's of no consequence.
About the racism, you should get off that topic. He was walking away, by the way. He's walking away from her, and she's like, he's like, thank you. And she goes, well, that racism, you should get off that topic.
What did she say at the end? She was like, you should get off that topic. It's of no consequence.
Yeah. Here's the rest.
It's of no fucking consequence.
It's of no consequence.
What racism?
No. Because if people have jobs and go to work and do what they're supposed to do, there is no racism.
A lot of black people around here might disagree with you on that.
Well, that's because they're not going to work.
Oh!
This
a lot of black people might disagree with you. That's because they're not going to work.
Oh my God, you gotta be fucking shitting me. This person is phony.
She's
in charge of the Trump campaign for this fucking shit county.
A friend of mine in Chicago is a well-respected college professor, does nothing but post anti-Trump shit.
Yeah.
He's a black man. He's got several great jobs.
Yes. Wow, what did he do?
Well, that's because he's not going to work.
Is this person living in a fucking void? What about all the cop shootings?
But if you look at all the white faces, talk to any of the white faces at this rally this guy's at in Mahoning, Ohio. And you're going to hear the same shit, except she's probably being diplomatic. They'll say the N-word. Bless you.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a sneeze, and I can't make it come out of my face. Do you think she understands Black Lives Matter? Could she explain?
No, they're terrorists.
Black Lives Matter. They hate cops.
I'll answer for her. They're a terrorist group. All they do is teach people to kill cops.
Yeah.
There is no racism.
Fuck you.
A lot of black people around here might disagree with you on that.
Well, that's because they're not going to work.
Oh. Do you not think people would find what you're saying there a bit offensive?
I don't care. That's the truth.
There you go. I don't care. That's the truth. And in Britain, their ears are probably bleeding because don't they have laws in Britain against shit like that?
Oh,
like what she said could be actionable maybe in Britain. Maybe, I don't know if I'm
right.
But I thought like blatant racism, blatant hate speech. You can get actual trouble for.
Right. Is it hate speak or hate speech? I can never fucking figure it out. Speech.
But.
Whatever. Fuck them. This person is a fucking troll, man.
Yeah. So she has now. She's now resigned.
Ugh, God.
My personal comments were inappropriate and I apologize, she writes.
Fuck off.
I am not a spokesperson for the campaign and was not speaking on its behalf.
She can't, you know what?
I have resigned as volunteer campaign chair in Mahoning County and as an elector to the Electoral College. That's a delegate, ladies and gentlemen. That is a fucking delegate, a Trump delegate.
From Ohio, man. Ohio. Does Hillary have a chance to take Ohio, or is that a no?
I guess not a Trump delegate because she's Electoral College, but okay. So she's going to go wherever they vote for. But to avoid any unnecessary distractions, she's resigning everything.
What did she say? Her comments were inappropriate or wrong?
My personal comments were inappropriate, and I apologize. I'm not a spokesman. Then the rest of his cutting ties to the Trump campaign. Everything I said was my own opinion, and I have nothing to do with them anymore.
Did that sound like somebody that was misspeaking? it sounded like she believed in that shit.
Yeah.
Not only did she believe it, she was well-practiced in saying a lot of that crap. She says that shit all the fucking time, man.
I know.
Hang out with this loon at a bar. Could you imagine?
That would have been a Sunday dinner at my house.
Yeah. come on. Really?
Dude. It's outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Lily White, tons of cops in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
It was very, very racist. Very racist.
God.
That
floors me, man. I mean, listen, I know these Trumpalos are racist, and I know they're crazy. But, that is so fucked up and so insane.
I think the last time I talked to, I haven't, physically seen these people in a few years, but the last time I did, there was one of my friends from the south side of Chicago, my age, grew up in the same thing, and we got into it a little bit. We got dusted up a little bit about racism, and he used the, oh, come on, you grew up there, you know these people. You know what those people are.
Those people meaning black people.
The N-word.
Jesus Christ.
You know they don't work. You know they commit crimes.
Right.
Well, and I said, no. They don't.
You're dehumanizing them. He is dehumanizing them.
I said no because I've kind of lived in those neighborhoods actually, and experienced that kind of poverty, but lived amongst that kind of poverty. Almost experiencing that kind of poverty.
Right.
I was the rich guy in the neighborhood, which is the terrifying thing.
Imagine being judged on something your skin color. It just doesn't happen.
From the second you flash out of the vag, society is looking at you and saying, look at that black baby.
Right. The black baby.
Right.
What about the baby?
Right?
So fucked up, man.
And
that's why this Black Lives Matter movement is important. And that's why this Kaepernick thing is important. I mean, but how do you change that person's heart or mind that we just heard? You just wait for him to die, right? That's the
some
only,
of them. I mean, I think people like my age, it's, you know, it's waning, hopefully, in my area, at least in that part of Chicago. But shit, man, let's stop pick a town in Alabama.
Yeah. Dude.
And talk to people in their 20s. And let's see how progressive they are when it comes to race.
I almost want to, click on Facebook and see some of the friends I went to high school with in Georgia.
Well, right. Yeah.
Imagine what they're saying about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
They don't understand it.
I saw somebody who was in Charlotte posted, don't worry, everything's cool, I'm safe, on Facebook with 2 nights ago with all the rioting going on.
Right.
And two or three of their comments was, watch out for all those vicious thugs and animals.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah, yeah. People commenting, watch out for those animals and thugs.
Dude, imagine if you weren't treated as a person. Imagine if getting followed around in a store.
Yeah, and we don't. Profiled. And of course, we don't. Everybody would prefer that they not set shit on fire and loot and stuff like that. Obviously,
God, watch some of these white people at the Sizzler when their steak comes out. It's not cooked right, or they didn't get the right dressing on this, the salad, or that.
Right.
Lose their fucking mind. Oh, the injustice of humanity.
More proof that there's more proof that there's no. Racism left.
Yes. God damn.
Representative Robert Pettinger.
Who the fuck is that?
From North Carolina.
Oh, God. That state
is apologizing.
Oh, shit.
For this.
It must be bad.
That he said after the night of the actual rioting that happened in North Carolina.
With respect, Congressman, I don't think the people on the streets last night and the night before were protesting against Lyndon B. Johnson's almost half a century old policies. Yeah. What is their grievance in their mind?
So obviously he had invoked something that LBJ said to try to use against Democrats or something. And another Brit, look at it. It's taking the rest of the world to try to point out what just asked fuckery is going on here in this country.
I mean that per I it's just, you know, yeah that Trump person who's in charge of Mahoney or wherever the fuck, very racist, but just so fucking stupid.
Funny thing is, there's no way to do it, obviously, but you know, somehow go back in time and give her a mulligan.
Oh, yeah.
And film that one with a black reporter. A black British reporter.
Yeah, I mean,
different.
She's not going to say the same
completely
thing.
Completely different answer.
But why? Why do you think that is?
Because coward.
She's ashamed.
Yes.
See, there's an awareness. They know.
No. I think they think that they're persecuted.
What?
They're Anne Franking it. Of course. That's this whole Trump movement is pulling them out. Yeah. They don't have to hide in the attic anymore with their racism.
That's true.
Now they can be out and proud.
Oh my God. And you know what? We touched on something a couple of shows ago.
With permission.
Oh yes. What happens to Trump goes away. He goes to Sandals Resort down in the Bahamas. Yeah. Take a fucking vacation.
Yeah.
And now here we are left with these Trumpalos. What are we going to do with these people?
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. So shitty. Go back into the woods.
And he's convincing them before he goes off to the comfort of Trump Tower or down to the Bahamas or something. he's got them all convinced that the only way Hillary's going to win is if she cheats.
That is so fucked up. See, like, that is the evil part of all of this because, like, it's one thing to say, hey, I have these issues. I'm different than Hillary. But he's just undermining the process. He's not giving anyone a choice.
He's burning the whole place down.
What is their grievance in their mind?
So what is... He's asking Representative Robert Pittenger from North Carolina. You'll be shocked to learn he's a Republican. What are the protesters upset about?
You don't know?
Oh,
this guy doesn't know.
Oh, wait to hear this one.
Ugh.
Policies. What is their grievance in their mind?
Well, no, the grievance in their mind is the animus, the anger
they hate white people because white people are successful and they're not.
Oh my fucking God.
I can't even. I could do nothing. I've seen this a few times now. All I could do is laugh at, again, the cartoonish behavior. Someone needs to say to him, Mr. Pittenger, again, you're in public without your hood. You're speaking without your hood.
Is that a joke?
What do you mean?
Is that real?
No, I'm joking. But
no, I mean that clip.
Of course this clip is real.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's desperately apologizing now.
No, fuck off. What can you play that again for me? I can't even fucking believe
that blinding.
Shit.
It's blinding.
Well, no, the grievance in their mind is the animus, the anger. They hate white people because white people are successful and they're not.
Oh, I mean, my God.
Because white people are successful and they're not.
What is this guy?
By the way, I've run across a couple white people not so successful. Oh,
what are you talking about?
On rare occasion, I'm including myself.
Oh, yeah, listen.
By the way, I'm including myself
fuck
in
off.
That.
This is insane. This person's nuts. What is he? He's in the government?
He's a representative.
Oh, we're fucked.
He's in Congress from
North Carolina. Oh, yes. Let's have an emergency session to check everybody's fucking dick.
Shouldn't you be checking some kid's groin at the bathroom?
What the fuck, man? This is insane. This is like... you know what, man? This whole Black Lives Matter movement, it really should be.
How have they not burned the whole country?
I don't know.
Thank you, black people.
That guy's
for not being the violent savages that the Republicans think you are, because goddamn.
That guy's in the government.
Yeah.
He's voting on shit.
Well, he's a representative, that's for sure.
Of white people.
Yeah.
Of fucking white people.
Well, that's
man.
What some people were saying. They're like, they looked at his district and he's got, you know. He's got some carved off black people in his district because it's gerrymandered to fuck, of course.
We got
to
fix that. So
he represents black people. This man here represents black people. And they wonder why gerrymandering is bad.
I am trying to. I'm so sorry. I'm wrapping my mind
it's
around
impossible.
This fuck nut.
You can't.
Where was he being like? Was this like an interview, like out of nowhere? Did some news reporter walk up and say, "Hey, can we ask you some questions?"
No, it's on a remote. He's standing in Congress with the pillars behind him. He's got lighting.
Oh my
God.
That makes it worse. Because I was assuming, I heard this. I was just assuming, the guy's walking around.
BBC.
You know, there's no excuse for this. This is ridiculous.
It's awesome. What is it about the British accent that brings out the real racist in these people?
Oh, my God. He said this on BBC?
This is the BBC, yeah.
They must have lost their mind when they
heard it. What magic does the British accent have over... Maybe it's they start getting all King Georgie again. They're like, oh, I remember when we had a real leader. Oh, Negroes.
I heard at the BBC, they give you a fruitcake if you can get a white American politician to say the N-word in an interview.
God.
I mean, God damn it. White people are more successful.
The grievance in their mind is the animus, the anger. They hate white people because white people are successful and they're not. I mean, yes, it is. It is a welfare state. We have spent trillions of dollars on welfare, but we put people in bondage so that they can't be all.
What does he even away. Fucking talk about?
This
You're stupid.
Now, this is multi-camera, and they cut away to the presenter.
Yes.
Over on the Beeb.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the Beeb.
And on the BBC.
Hello.
And
listen to these racists.
He's got a look on his face.
He don't know what to do.
Like, what is this man saying? Like, he's squinty-eyed. He's like, wait a minute. What is happening?
This is so loony.
Because they got racism and everything in Britain, but God damn,
sure.
It's an art form over here.
Oh, God. Nobody does it better than we do. Nobody does it.
Trillions of dollars on welfare, but we put people in bondage so that they can't be all that they're capable of being.
Hold on a second.
You know, America is a country of...
This is
the
bullshit.
Before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Welfare, giving poor people money...
Hold on. Giving poor people just barely enough.
Yeah. Good point.
To eat.
Yeah, yeah. Into money. Listen.
Because the false narrative of the welfare queen filling up her baskets at the market with bonbons and cupcakes and potato chips. That ain't true. You look at SNAP benefits. Look at welfare benefits. They're barely enough to eat on. So if you think people are living the high life on welfare, there may be one or two.
I got a welfare queen for you. Apple.
Well, yeah.
Exxon.
Walmart.
Ford. All these fucking companies. Get all this fucking corporate welfare. And the
Trump.
God, people just want money to buy groceries.
Trump. Trump. He crowed the other day about using other people's money. OPM. He even had a little urban, like, it's like OPP. Get it?
Oh, God.
Except it's OPM.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. What, you know, if you have any society you have, unless, you know, we're all Star Trek and evolved into Vulcans and there's no poverty. I don't know what they do in Planet Vulcan. You're going to have
Star Trek is socialist as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Man. They hate that.
Captain Kirk would hate this fucking guy. Would fucking hate you. Right. You would, what's his name? Pritchard fuckface?
Republicans will give you Star Wars. Democrats will give you Star Trek.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to this guy.
There's more.
Oh, my God. I mean,
he babbles for a couple of 4 seconds.
You're always going to need something. You're always going to need a welfare. You're always going to need a safety net for poor people.
Well, maybe not.
You're always going to have fucking poor people.
If we overthrow capitalism, we'll get Sean Donovan on that. And this is the weird thing. Well, here's the weird thing is the indoctrination of our society by the vulture capitalists is brilliant because now the American dream, if you're not driving a Ferrari and having your wife's tits changed weekly and updated, you are a failure.
I don't think that's possible.
You're a failure.
Oh, yes. No titty implants for the missus.
And meanwhile, they're sucking the value out of everything. But I don't understand why we as a society wouldn't say, well, you know, this capitalism thing that we're doing, it ain't working real well right now. The libertarians will say, that's because we haven't tried pure capitalism.
The distribution.
Well, you can't, which you can't, which you can't, which you can't. And then the communists will say, well, we haven't tried pure communism anywhere. But then again, maybe you can't. What's wrong with saying, why don't we try to find something center-ish of those or something that mixes them that at least keeps us from killing each other for a little longer until we can find a way to all work together and actually give a shit about the poor people and the downtrodden.
You know, I feel like Bernie was getting at some of this shit, was like talking about poverty.
But there won't be downtrodden. I'm sorry. There won't be downtrodden.
I mean,
Bernie was talking about
poverty. Yeah, he was talking about poverty, and it's like all these assholes are hung up on semantics. No, that's socialism. So what? Isn't that what you're saying? Who gives a fuck what it is?
Well, look at the knee-jerk reaction to people even our age of that word or of the word communism. Yeah. When Bernie first came out, I mean, that's where I was kind of gobsmacked by the fact that Bernie got as far as he did, because I really didn't think, I underestimated young people's ambivalence to socialism and communism, those terms, because they don't remember Reagan, I guess, the Reagan years, or their parents might not even remember the Reagan years for that well. But they, so there might be hope in that.
Yeah.
That with the younger people, there's not this instant propaganda that pops into their head that communism equals evil. There's especially the religious nuts. That's why we got the "In God We Trust" as our motto in 1957. Why they put "Under God" into the Pledge of Allegiance in 1957. Was because of the Big Red Scare and those godless communists who were the big oogity boogity of the time.
Ooh,
now it's terrorism.
Sure.
Before, they were the big oogity boogity, and we had to prove that we were the polar opposite, 180 of everything that they stood for. So we had to prove that we are God-fearing, Jesus-waving people, and they put God everywhere just because of the Red Scare.
You know, God, do you feel like in this presidential campaign, I guess the Democrats address it some, but like, they're just not talking about poverty enough.
Right?
How can you not? How can they not be talking about it enough? Go outside, man.
That's all Bernie talked about.
Yeah.
That's why I think that's his appeal, part of his appeal. I mean, don't you think it's... He's right. He's right. Income inequality, I think, is... We've talked about this before. I think solve that one, and a lot of these other issues are just going to go away. I don't think Earl and Babs down in their double wide somewhere
yes.
are going to give fuck all about two gay people getting married.
No.
As long as they're paying their bills and they're able to feed their kids and have a house, a roof over their heads, and be relatively comfortable even in their heinous, wallowing white Christian.
God damn it, man. I'm just thinking about fucking Donald Trump and how disgusting he is. How disgusting he is. He buys that fucking 6-foot-tall painting with his money from a foundation.
10 feet? Listen. 10 feet?
What is it?
Was it 10 feet?
Oh, I said
it
six.
It might be 6 feet.
Who knows?
Regardless.
It's just, yeah. It is. It's just immoral. It's immoral that there's so many fucking poor people out there.
They're capable of being. And, you know, America is a country of opportunity and freedom and liberty. It didn't come that way because of a great government who provided everything for everyone. No, the destiny of America, the freedom to come to this country, where they're still...
So, what is a government? So let's talk about how... This is where the libertarian fantasy argument falls apart.
Yes.
When people get together and... Because there's so many of them, they decide to elect certain members of them to represent them. You have a government. So our country was founded by a government
right.
that overthrew another government. They didn't just at a rave one night decide, fuck King George. It was an organization. They organized. They formed
yes.
a government. They had leaders. They had a hierarchy, a structure. They put together a new government. They formed a new system. There was no this ridiculous trope of everybody's fucking...
This guy's so stupid.
...that the libertarians have where everybody's Davy Crockett and they're out carving out their own land and they're independent men, has no sovereignty and stuff. If you could set your clocks back and go back 200 years... Rock on with your hard-ons, Broham. But this is 21st century America. That ain't how it works.
Right.
That ain't how it works. We have decided that we work to get better as a society.
God. This guy is just... Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
what happened last night with all these fucking quotes?
Where they're still coming to our shores is because they can take their work ethic and their hard effort and put up their capital and their risk... And build out their lives.
What do you mean? What happened? The Negroes were burning North Carolina, Ryan. That's what happened. This it gives all these people carte blanche, pun intended, to wave their white flags.
It's insanity.
Wave their racist flags.
It's insanity.
Faithless Friday, everybody, here on Crab Diving. Thanks for joining us. We unzip and let our atheism hang out a little bit more than usual, although these days difficult. I mean, granted,
yes.
Right now the Republicans seem to be in a more racist swing.
Jesus Christ.
As opposed to the Christo-fascist swing, which is because of Trump, right? I mean, there's no way
is
Trump anything remotely evangelical.
Oh, my God,
and
no.
When he tries, it's actually funny as fuck.
It's his favorite. Well, I lie. I wanted to go back to talking about the books of the Bible. I really enjoyed that when he was like riffing about his favorite books. And it's like a good, the Bible's like a great movie. That's what he said.
And he's not scary, but the guy who's going to be doing all the work, his vice president,
he's a piece of shit,
is really scary.
A piece of fucking shit.
Really scary. Like, the last thing you put up on our Facebook was that Pence, in the past had encouraged people to not hire gay people, right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So fucking stupid.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. I've got a few, let's knock off a few quickie stories here. We talked a little bit, it might have been last week or the week before, about this new initiative from the Satanic Temple.
Fuck you.
One of my favorite groups.
I love it.
Who's out there championing the cause of the separation of church and state. Has nothing to do with Satan. If you, people are interested, go to the Satanic Temple and look about, read about them. They're a secular, immensely secular religion. And you could be an atheist and be a member of the Satanic Temple.
Oh, yes.
So recently, not only have they been putting out these things where they are challenging monuments with, outside of courthouses and stuff, these ridiculous Ten Commandment monstrosities that, of course, have nothing to do with religion.
Fuck you.
It's all history.
Eat my dick.
It has nothing to do with religion. Oh, yeah? What? Let me read the first one to you.
Oh, God.
I am the Lord thy God. Oh, thou shalt have no gods before me.
Ooh.
That's a tiny bit religious.
I think it is.
Just a wee little sea hare.
God, everybody's so fucking disgusting today.
So the Satanic Temple is doing that. They're also, one of my favorite things they're doing is challenging the heinous, some of these heinous anti-abortion, anti-choice laws. Specifically, I believe there's a case pending, or there was a case pending in Missouri, which didn't they dodge it in a creepy way? But in Missouri, a woman who's a member of the Satanic Temple sued because she went for an abortion, and the Christo Mullahs of Missouri decided that they were going to impose a 48-hour waiting period on adults deciding on a medical procedure.
Oh, my God.
So that you can go away and think about it for 48 hours, you whore.
But we don't want a waiting period on no fucking gun, by the way.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm out of my mind.
So she did some suing that her... Because one of the tenets of the Satanic Temple is the sanctity of your own body, the inviolate rights you have over decisions about your own body.
Right.
And they ended up throwing it out because she went and got her abortion elsewhere, I believe, or she got it 2 days later.
Yeah.
And then the court said, well, you don't have any more standing because you're not pregnant anymore. I think how they got out of it, those weasels. Yeah.
Make any fucking sense.
I really
only
do think that. Yeah, I think that's they're such weasels.
God, how do you even think of that? You're a shithead.
So now, I think we talked about a couple of weeks ago that their latest thing is they're going after some kind of nationwide after school Bible group that has been going on for quite a while. And as long as they're following the rules of that, it's not started by and organized by and pushed a membership pushed by any of the adults in the room, any of the administrators or teachers, as long as that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That shit's okay. It's when the teachers start saying, you should join the Bible club, that it gets wrong.
Right.
Because that is a person of authority blatantly pushing a religious agenda.
Do we live in Iran?
But if the students organize and run it,
yes,
and they have a faculty supervisor who is just involved in making sure they don't cock everything up, then fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Supreme Court hath ruled.
Oh, yes.
But the Supreme Court hath also ruled that they have to allow other groups. It can't just be Christian.
Right.
So now the Satanic Temple has decided they have started After School Satan.
Oh, shit.
A nationwide program, which is a voluntary religious club for satanic kids and secular kids and kids who just want religion out of their balls and out of their vulva.
So fucked up.
Now, of course, nationwide, they're freaking out, even though the Satanists are, I'm reading from the Friendly Atheist, they're doing exactly what Christians are doing all over the country, but people are freaking out. Yeah. So now,
well, I mean, geez, the people are stupid. God.
The Satanists say they want Christians to accept the fact that other groups have the same rights as they do.
Yeah, dumbasses, have some fucking empathy.
You don't have privilege. You don't have special rights because of your magic guy in the sky.
Right.
You don't. You just sorry. Fucking
hey, I believe in Aquaman. I'm just as special as you are.
And in fact, the satanic group doesn't even try to convert you to Satan. Well, there is no, they're not satanic.
Yeah.
What they talk about is like science and shit.
Oh, geez.
They focus the clubs.
How stupid.
The clubs are going to focus on free inquiry and rationalism, the scientific basis for which we know what we know around the world around us.
Oh, okay.
So they're talking about science,
yeah,
and all kinds of shit. Facts.
Fuck yeah, baby. Why don't you build a fucking ark? Turn it into a museum, you fucking idiots. God damn it.
But if you are the attorney, according to the Friendly Atheist, Mount Vernon School District, Washington State, one thinks liberalism
hippies
in Washington State. But
marijuana.
You know, they have people that don't live in the cities.
Don't they have great weed up there? Isn't that their thing?
The attorney named Duncan Forbes was hired by the district's risk pool insurance group to assess whether they had legal standing to deny the temple's application. So these Christo mullahs in this school district wanted to deny the application strictly because it's called the Satanic Temple.
Boo.
And they hired some asshole lawyer.
Right.
Because of their insurance group, their insurance was saying, find out what this lawyer says.
Fucky.
Because they're going to get sued and lose.
Yeah.
A guy named Mike Cheek, who has grandchildren in the district.
Okay.
Quote, this is going to be infectious and widespread. I know that if there is anything to do with Satan, it is dark and it is evil.
It's dark. It's dark.
I'm sure there's nothing to that
going on. No racial overtones there, you dickhead. It's dark.
When asked by a parent to raise their hands if they didn't want the after-school Satan club to take root.
Right.
Nearly every community member raised their hands. One person said, they say they're not going to teach anything bad, but we don't know. Too bad. Right?
Yeah, man.
The lawyer, though, for the school district, told them, spoke the truth to them, though. He said, I think it's not an option here, which is by denying the after-school club. If there's enough kids that want to form this club in the same way that the Christies did, the Christianists did, they have to allow it. The lawyer said, I think it's not an option here. I believe in this particular case, you would still face litigation, not only from the Satanic Temple, but also from the Christian Good News Club. I think they're trying
what
to
the
ban.
Fuck?
Oh, no, they were saying they were going to use the nuclear option and ban everything then.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to ban all after school clubs.
God, that is so fucking
because the Satanists
stupid.
Want equal God. Time.
God damn it. Get your fucking sky god out of my ass. Shove it up your ass.
The school board president eventually admitted that the Satanists are welcome in their district, no matter how much the community wants it or not.
Right.
And that's how the law works. Quote, very unfortunately, our hands are tied in this question, the board president
ooh,
says.
Kinky.
Now, let's think about this. Bernie bots out there
yes.
who are saying, fuck it. You guys can eat Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Let's think about shit like this.
How do you think
gets
Trump
up to the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
That this shit might change. They might say, you know what? They can keep out.
Sure.
The Satan Club. They can keep out every other religion they want.
Dude, who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
Then we turn into Iran.
Mike Pence is in charge of domestic and foreign policy. That guy is a fucking asshole.
No homos allowed law.
Homophobic dick.
He signed that law in Indiana.
Isn't he a young earther? Or like, no, he doesn't believe in evolution.
I think evolution he doesn't believe in. Yeah.
He gave a speech.
He used to be Catholic, and then he got worse. Because Catholics believe in evolution and all that shit. So he didn't think Catholicism was right-wing nut jobby enough for him. So he went Pentecostal.
At some point, didn't he give a speech saying that people shouldn't hire gay people or shouldn't something be forced like that, yeah. to hire gay people? And he hasn't disavowed that. He's running for president. In the world we're living in, we're in the middle of a civil rights fucking movement, and this guy's running for fucking vice president. Fuck him.
And he's going to get the keys because Trump doesn't want to do anything except go around and cut ribbons and have people suck his balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He doesn't give a fuck. He's an asshole. What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
This board president said, we must make our facilities available, and in many cases, we are eager to make them available to boys and girls clubs, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. We must make them available whether we like the group or not.
Wait, why do you even have to say it like that?
There really is no opportunity for us to say no to the Satanic Temple or the after-school Satan Club.
Yeah, shove it up your ass.
So there you go. So yeah. Hopefully pretty soon, over at Centennial School,
fuck you, stupid,
and Madison Elementary,
ooh,
there'll be a couple of free-thinking kids who decide to form after-school Satan, and there's nothing they can do to stop them.
Fuck you. God damn it, man. It's like, I don't know.
Shit. And you can't tell them that part of the reason that the Satanic Temple came into being was because of this rampant Christian privilege that they've been ramming into our holes.
Oh, yes. So, ramming. They're not even gentle about it. They're not even, hey, we're going to shove Jesus up your ass. We're just letting you know, you might want to take a breath. Get some lube. Fuck no. She shoves it right up there and they twist it around.
I saw another version of, there's many different iterations, but I saw the cartoon panel of a Christian holding a big cross and he's whapping a guy over the head with it saying, repent, repent, sinner, sinner, oh, repent, God. Repent, repent.
Fuck off.
And that goes on for three panels. And finally, yes. the other guy grabs the cross and breaks it in half over his knee. And the Christian screams, how dare you persecute me? How dare you persecute me?
You're hitting me with it. Well, you are hitting me with it. Listen.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a dick. If there's any body that believes in this God shit listening, I have some bad news for you. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
I don't care if their God exists or not. Nah, just don't
I care for don't some legislate fucking reason, man.
And don't make me have to and make sure everything's equal. If you Christianists have to have your ridiculous Ten Commandments,
oh my God,
sitting on the courthouse lawn,
suck
you better
dick.
Have a big courthouse lawn.
Yeah.
Because there better be a Buddhist one there. There better be a Satanic Temple one there if they want to. There better be a...
I want a pair of tits!
...spaghetti monster there. There better be a titist.
I want a titist!
And those that worship the penis god. That's oh, what yes. I think would be hilarious.
The god of cock!
Giant cocks.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere.
And tits. Tits and cocks.
They would hate that. That would drive them so crazy if the cockist religion was somehow recognized.
I mean, think about it, man. We have policemen that I don't even understand it. They can't look at a black person and see a
drop
person.
That is, by the way.
What?
Giant cocks everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Break. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's just so stupid. It's like we have these like butthurt little fucking Christians worried about their... Listen, you can worship your sky god in your head. It's the same fucking thing. It doesn't exist. Relax. You don't need the Ten Commandments in your fucking courthouse because it doesn't make a difference.
Well, we don't need them.
It's all fucking fiction.
For those of us that don't believe.
But listen,
keep believing, wheel it onto your lawn,
yes.
Put your Ten Commandments on your lawn.
Right.
It's perfectly fine. Nobody's telling you you can't have your Ten Commandments on
right.
the lawn. We're saying as a society, we need to be neutral.
Yeah. And let me blow your mind for a second. That Jesus shit doesn't exist. You know what does? Black Lives Matter. That's more real than your fucking religion, you fucking idiots. How do you like that? Shove that up your fucking ass.
Ryan's views do not express all of Crab Diving's views.
Come on.
Half of Crab's Diving views.
But you know what I'm saying, man?
I'm not an anti-theist. I'm an atheist.
I'm talking about something else kind of. It's like we have these people that they're worried about the sky god shit. Oh, my religious freedom's being persecuted. No, it's not.
Well, I agree.
There's no war on your Christianity.
Their priorities are fucked up because there is no
there is no war on that.
But there's a war on black
people.
There's
a war on their privilege. And there's a war on their white privilege, which is the other side of the coin that drives them crazy. Is because not only are the evil atheists and the godless hordes and the Muslims coming to take over and kick Jesus out of America, but so are the black people.
God, you know, man, I don't fucking get it. Like, I just don't get it. Everybody's like so concerned about the goddamn Ten Commandments and their fucking courthouse. And there are people like on fucking Vermont Avenue living in fucking tents. Yeah. Shove your Ten Commandments up your fucking ass.
We have
shit.
I guess we have some good news here. This is out of Kentucky.
Oh God!
At Rated R Comedy, by the way. For
you want to go see comedy?
You want to?
Who wants to get yelled at? I'm just kidding. I got a show tomorrow night. Come see it.
If you have complaints, at Rated R Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Creationist Ken Ham, we know and love Ken Ham. Down in Kentucky, he is the uber poobah of the Answers in Genesis organization. For years has been trying to tell people that the world's only 6,000 years old.
Can we deport him?
I think he's a citizen now.
Oh, really? God,
we believe he's entitled to all rights. Not like Republicans who think that the guy who allegedly who's been the suspect in the pressure cooker and whatever bombings.
Oh my God. You're talking about that Glenn Beck thing?
They're saying that he should, they're upset over the fact that Trump said he's going to be getting the best hospital care, and then he's probably going to get he's probably going to get a good lawyer.
I'm getting that mixed up with the,
and the other ones want him, they wanted to let him first bleed out, and give him care, no health care, whatever. In fact, rub bacon in his wounds. I believe I saw some of the comments. Rub bacon in his wounds.
Hey, guy, you know what's crazy, man? It's like these white Christians.
Yeah, loving white Christians.
But it's right there in front of your face. Why don't you do what fucking Jesus says?
Is that cheek turning?
I don't know, man.
If a wounded man lying there, unable to move, if you violate his religious, deeply held religious beliefs by rubbing bacon on him,
is that
what Jesus would do?
I don't know who would do that, actually.
Monsters.
Yes.
Monsters.
I know, listen, I know not all religion's bad, but it makes me kind of nuts. This fucking bullshit war on Christianity.
Not all religious are bad.
What do you mean?
Not all religious people are bad.
No.
I think most religions have got. But if you talk about, well, there's two ways to talk about religion. Is it the belief system, or do you start talking about the corporatized aspect of religion? It's a big business. It's a big fucking business. The individual belief system of a religion, it can be harmless unless you are actively trying to subjugate the rights of others or et cetera, or force your views upon others. But religious institutions as entities, I think, are leaning more towards not being more than not.
Oh, yes.
Evil and corrupt and like big everything. It falls into the big everything. Big oil, big pharma, big media. Everything big needs broken up, even big religion. Because there's really not a lot of good come from it.
What do you mean?
Because
big
means corrupt.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That guy, who's that guy with the fucking jet black hair and the white as fuck teeth and Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen in Texas?
It's Osteen, right?
Osteen, yeah.
Well, what a pious motherfucker he is.
I find him one of the least heinous because at least he's not out telling people, hating gay people.
Well, let me tell you something.
He's Tony Robbins with Jesus.
Okay.
But only adding the word Jesus, right? I mean, he's kind of a love and preach everything while you're giving me all your money. That's the part. But it's like it's these reverends that are out. I don't know if we're going to have time, but I've got a story about that asshole from Arizona, the one that jumped up on his lectern to talk about how the gays aren't getting him and they're not defeating him. And he's the one who's like, the gays should be killed.
Who was that? I remember that guy. He was bananas, right?
Swanson is the guy from Iowa. I'll think of his name in a minute. I might have it here.
He jumped up on his podium.
Well, he just recently went to Botswana. He went on a pilgrimage to Botswana in Africa
what?
To spread, kill the gays.
Why don't you give out some food and shit and charity? What about that?
That's not what it's about. Anyway, let me finish this Ken Ham story.
I'm so sorry.
So Ken Ham recently opened his moronic giant arc in that taxpayers are helping foot the bill for, which is unforgivable.
It really is. That's pitchforks and torches, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, if I lived in Kentucky, I might be trying to do something.
Oh, really?
I might be like trying to get a
flood?
class action suit or something together against the state for that, because that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. This is a they're trying to say that it's educational.
It's a boat with dinosaurs in it.
We read an account one time of a teacher that went there, ironically, and she said she ended up leaving horrified, thinking it was an innocuous, stupid little thing. But she's like, there is not one moment from the entrance to the exit that is not blatant whopping you over the head with Christianity and the morality of it. That the moral stories are, if you're not with Jesus, if you're not with Christianity, you're bad. That's the underlying story. Is that why did this happen? Because man was bad and didn't listen to God. Why is the ark built? Why did God kill everybody on the planet?
I don't know.
And Noah had to put down the beer and build an ark.
What was Urkel's catchphrase? It's apropos. It's like, who me? I don't know. Or something like that.
That
is so fucking stupid. Tweet us at Crab Diving. What was fucking Urkel's catchphrase?
So,
fuck this.
Ken Ham now... in 2014, right before they started building this ridiculous monstrosity.
God, how fucking dumb.
They were estimating...
they built an ark.
I believe this is from 2 years ago.
Yes.
Answersingenesis.org.
Ooh.
Ministry. Oh, are they tax exempt?
God. Oh, sure, man. Oh, fuck it.
I would be lighting torches and pitchforks. And if I was in Kentucky, this would bother me. How many other centers? Ken Ham. I believe the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum will be two of the most powerful evangelistic outreaches
by Christ
in the world today.
Oh, yes.
What an incredible 1-2 punch they will be, he says.
Oh, yes.
How many other centers are boldly, unashamedly, and uncompromisingly standing on God's word? Why did the judge that decided to, give this tax break to this bullshit, why didn't he read this part of the website where he says, how many other places are boldly, unashamedly, and uncompromisingly standing on God's word? There you go. No tax exempt for you. No tax break for you.
Standing on God's word. Why don't you stand on Harry Potter's word? Why don't you stand on Grisham? I love that book. The John Grisham. Those books.
Yeah.
What about those? Stand on those words.
Right. Cthulhu.
Very entertaining.
God. Challenging non-Christians with the truth of God's word and the saving gospel, and will be attracting 2.5 million combined visitors a year.
Is he on target?
According to our research, around 60% of those visiting the Ark will be unchurched. God, what a horrible
How
word.
Many? What is the percentage?
He said 60.
Unchurched, they're not into Jesus. They're gonna spend.
I think that's bullshit. I think there's only a small amount of people like us.
Yes,
that had we. There was no way people like us are making a special trip.
Fuck no.
But if you're in the area, I might drive an hour.
There's a wire slide. In
I
there.
Might drive an hour or two.
Oh yes,
tops. To go to the Ark Encounter, ironically, and periscope that
Jesus
shit. I think we'd
Christ.
Get caught or something. I might not, because it's like $100, isn't it? Something ridiculously expensive.
How many people are...
Well, anyway, after it opened, NBC News reported the same thing, saying Ham hopes to attract 2 million guests in the attraction's first year. So over here at the
wait a second,
at the friendly atheist, yeah,
fucking people.
Well,
what
drone? They've flown. People have flown drones over the parking lot taken pictures, and it's like a sea of empty.
Oh, yes,
even in the middle of the day. Now WLWT-TV in Cincinnati ran a, they're calling it a puff piece on the Ark Encounter, but they quoted some actual attendance numbers.
Oh, okay.
Along with Ken Ham's newly revised estimate. They don't say that, though. But it's his estimate for the first year.
Now, is it more or less than 2 million? I'm just curious.
Since July 7th, when the Ark opened, the number of people who have visited is about the same as the population of Cincinnati, around 300,000. They're projecting about 1.4 million for the year.
My God.
They've already lopped off 600,000 of the estimate, which is almost a third of their projection, right?
That's like, I mean, you know, I'm not like a business dude or anything, but that's a real fail, huh?
30%, they say, a 30% drop in projected attendance.
What?
And this is only since July. And this is when it's still new. They just broke the cherry on this thing.
Ooh.
And they... people are still finding it a novelty. So imagine what it's going to be like in a year when it's old hat.
It's going to be sad. Well, it's not going to be open.
Who goes back to the Ark Encounter?
There's a zoo. There's a petting zoo. A wire slide. They got a fucking... don't they have a... I like dinosaurs, man. I know.
Who's going to go in the winter? What about during the winter? And the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU have already said, watch it, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're watching you.
No school buses.
Kentucky schools. We're watching you. You do not spend taxpayer money taking these children to this indoctrination camp.
You hate Jesus. God damn it. I want to buy Bill Gates, buy this thing, turn it into like a big fucking gay orgy sex club.
Oh, God, glory holes, yeah.
I'm turning it into a gay bar,
yeah.
Honest to God.
You should be able to fuck on top of the Triceratops.
Yeah. On top of the Triceratops. Is there a Triceratops or just a raptor?
I think there's a few dinosaurs that they have.
You know, the only thing that you could turn this stupid fucking piece of shit into, that would be like...
some really cool nightclub or something.
Putt-putt golf. And you could keep all the shit.
That's true.
I can't think of another thing. Yeah. You got the biggest putt-putt cough in the fucking history of Jesus that didn't exist.
What do you do with like Noah and his family, though? The dioramas with them.
You know what you do? You get a drill, put a windmill on his fucking head.
I wonder if they're white.
Hit golf balls through it. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes.
I wonder if they're like white as fuck. I wonder what part of the earth Noah is supposed to be from, but I'm willing to bet that the...
Kentucky.
I wonder if the Noah mannequins or the animatronics...
Where was Noah from?
I don't know. Brooklyn.
That's funny.
I've got another story here.
Boy.
Oh, here's a good one. We don't have much time left. Fuck, man.
Shit.
This is, let me get to this one then. We have to have a clip. I want to play this clip. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to get out to vote this time. It's a really big deal, and everyone wants you to know that there's something going on out there. And because of all the scary shit that's happening.
Yes.
You better stock up and buy some freeze-dried chicken a la king.
Oh, my God.
In an 80-gallon tub.
Ah, damn it.
Jim Baker is warning us again.
Ugh.
Last time we heard that Jim wasn't he like pleading to God to save the
country? We need more time today. We
Please,
need more time.
God, save the country from evil killery. Supporting Trump, by the way. Yeah. Like a good evangelical.
Oh, sure.
Well, listen to what's going on here.
You want to know why?
And how many seconds before we hear Lori? Do you want to have a pool?
Oh, I love Lori. Yeah.
I'm going to say 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't listened to this.
I'm going
to
say 5.
Okay.
You want to know why the church has been shut up?
Yeah.
Why nobody's talking about what's going on? Like these kind of shows we do?
She's not there.
Oh.
I'm saying she can't be there.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it on the video. It's still a tight shot of him.
I just pray.
But she would have said something already, don't you think?
Please, Jesus, let Lori be there for this clip. She's hilarious.
She might not be because I'm scooting forward. I don't see on the thumbnails. I don't think Lori's sitting there because we would have both, it would have been, oh, wait, she's sitting there. Oh, God, is there like duct tape over her face or something?
Maybe a producer talked to her.
Why, nobody's talking about what's going on? Like these kind of shows we do? We're being monitored.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
I might as well wave to them.
Hey, Jim, we're monitoring the fuck out of you because you're batshit crazy and entertaining as hell.
This is the war on Christianity that doesn't fucking exist. God, that Lori drop was amazing, wasn't it?
Hi, guys.
Wait, here?
We're being monitored.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
I might as well wave to them. The Bible says I got to love you, so I'm going to try. But
fuck you.
Which means I don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't love you, Jim. Suck
there's
a dick.
Monitoring groups. I won't name them right now because I don't want to get in a fight with them.
Media Matters.
Jesus Christ.
He's talking about Right Wing Watch, and he's talking about Media Matters, two of our favorites.
Yes.
Mostly Right Wing Watch, which is where I'm playing the video now.
Don't you love it when these Christian types, these evangelicals are like, oh, listen, I don't want to get in a fight with you. Bullshit.
Well, it's faux higher ground.
You're shoving.
I'm not going to get in a fight with you, but I'm about to.
Oh, yes.
Groups. I won't name them right now because I don't want to get in a fight with them. But they do nothing but monitor all speech and all, especially religious speak, and anybody who's speaking out on the opposite side of what they believe. And
only when the opposite side of what they believe is criminal
or racist
and xenophobic and
shitty
and abjectly anti-homosexual and lesbian and gay and bisexual and transgendered and
God,
everything
Jim.
Else.
Jim, you and all your fans are fucking dying out. Have a good time.
They are studying every word we speak.
Yep.
And anyone who is speaking for freedom.
Fuck you.
And the old-fashioned, constitutional, all that. They want us off the air.
But the problem is you're part of old fashioned is let's go back to slavery.
And by the way,
and let's go back to when I could backhand Lori for speaking up right now.
And by the way, they're just spewing this shit so they could sell it. Fucking dehydrated soup. It's all bullshit.
Old fashioned, constitutional, all that. They want us off the air. You know, with this big building up in Utah,
NSA.
Yeah,
we don't want them off the air, but we're going to call you on your shit, right?
Yes.
Nobody's trying to take anybody off the air. That's the bullshit. If anything, it's the other way around.
Right.
If these people were put in charge,
yes.
How many atheist podcasts do you think are going to be out there?
Oh, not many.
Allowed. Do you think they would not try to pass legislation that says it's against American values
or, you know,
to have an atheist podcast?
They'll just throttle our fucking bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
So, who cares? Jeez.
I really don't. They consider it censorship. They consider being called out for their shit.
Yes.
As censorship. Nobody's telling you not to say it. We're just calling you out for what you're saying. Nobody's telling you to stop. That's the fakeness of their First Amendment. You're coming after my First Amendment.
This is
nobody
loony.
Say it. Yeah. But when you say something heinous, I'm going to say that you're a heinous, racist piece of xenophobic, homophobic shit. Over and over.
You can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the next time you say it, I'm going to say the same thing.
This big building up in Utah.
NSA.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I mean, I didn't know it was being built until it was done, almost. You know, it was just...
No one did.
And really no one did?
Oh, no. I mean, it wasn't
in
the news.
It wasn't
being
covered
at all.
They built a secret building.
This massive building, one of the probably biggest buildings ever built in the United States, with all the computers, enough to record every conversation of every human being.
He's showing pictures. How would this asshole know about what's going on in Utah if it wasn't some right-wing nut jobosphere that's like, look what's happening in Utah? And meanwhile, I agree about the NSA thing, by the way. So I might join hands with Jimmy on this one.
Well, I mean,
the United States of America.
That's right.
And now, and you need to warn your family, your children.
That was a good one. Can you run
don't
that back?
Say, I mean, you can say stupid things, but don't say things with, I can't say the words because I don't want them to pop up. But key words. Trigger. Yeah. This sounds.
Now we skip. I don't know what the key words are.
But if you see spokespeople and people who are speaking up for our Constitution and for the other side, you might say, than what's popular today. Just remember, if you see them dying in car accidents, plane wrecks, and all kinds of things.
Here we go.
Look into it a little deeper.
What the fuck?
A lot of that's going around.
What? Citations, please, Jim. Citations, please.
I know we got to go, but is he suggesting that Christians are being taken out?
Spokespeople for people of the other side. People who think homosexuals, you know, it's just the other view, Ryan. They should be thrown in jail and stoned to death.
Geez.
It's just the opposite view.
Yeah.
And people are being killed.
Fuck
and car accidents and plane crashes.
Oh, yes. It's a massive conspiracy against Jesus.
We're back next week, ladies and gentlemen, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when he's going to be doing the Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds here in Los Angeles tomorrow night. If you find yourself in L.A.,
fuck me.
Go to RatedRComedy.com or his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.